Tree Farm.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Things get stranger every day. I am going to, I don't know if I should begin with reading something out of the book of Ezekiel, or if I should read something out of the conversation.com. Oh, let's flip a coin, because they're both going to tie in together. How about controversial chimera created in China? I have a friend that called this morning telling me that China, with their genetically modified programs, editing, gene editing, CRISPR technology, they're creating Jurassic Park type creatures in China. I think, you know, I had told her about, maybe some of you remember the chupacabra, the blood-sucking coyote, some type of a dog creature here about 10 years ago, the chupacabra. I used to carry a shotgun, a assault rifle, sir, many different weapons because I didn't want to be attacked by a chupacabra. If you're going to carry anything, you better carry to protect yourself from these man-made blood-sucking dog-like creatures that would suck the blood out of chickens. They wouldn't eat the flesh. All they would do is people down in Central America, some lady in Texas, she actually saw one running along the bank of a canal. I think she actually shot it, took it to the Of all things, took it to law enforcement, right? County sheriff or the city officers. And it disappears. She shot a chupacabra. Well, you better carry because you don't know what's out there. Well, in China, they're creating Jurassic Park-like creatures. Maybe raptors. Blue, or did you see the movie Jurassic Park? You know, they even gave names to these little multi-toothed, long-clawed creatures called raptors. That's just what we need. Don't travel to China. You may not come back. A raptor or some other creature is probably going to get you. A T-Rex type of stuff. You know, and I make light of it because it is actually a sign of the end of the world, the end of the time prior to Christ's return. It's in the Bible. I know you're interested. And I'm going to give you the verses. And Christ, or well, not Christ, but the prophets in the Old Testament stated that at the time of Christ's return, mankind would have the technology to create creatures that God did not create in the Garden of Eden. Man would take DNA from dinosaurs, from Nephilim, from Neanderthal man and take the DNA and create once again the creatures that had become extinct. Why in China, if you have a nation, if you have a society, a government without conscience, which there are many governments like that today, the United States of America, the governments of this country, but in China, no restrictions on gene editing to a degree. They say that they will put you in jail if you create, for example, a human-animal hybrid or a clone humans. You may be put in jail. Well, the thing is, you'll be put in jail. While you're in jail, they're going to give you a lab, and they're going to ask you to continue your research. Don't think that these doctors, these individuals that are creating genetically modified anything, don't think that they're going to be put in solitary confinement. I promise you they won't. It's the nature of man. You have the Nazis who were transplanting hips from, you know, one individual. They take a hip and transplant it onto another individual. And years ago I had heard they were transplanting heads. You may think that's bizarre. I've got an article right here. They're planning to find a way to transplant a head, somebody's head. This is exactly the kind of world that the Bible says we would be in the time in which we're in before Christ returns a second time. A time that would be a world that would be so bizarre. Nothing would be unimaginable. Well, I'll be back in a few minutes. Podcast on 360.com.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
You may not think about your exterior paint on your home that often, but the truth is, it's the first line of defense to protecting your siding, trim, and everything else beneath that from the deteriorating effects of the weather. Sun, snow, moisture, wind, it all takes a toll. It's the biggest investment of your life, protect it. Paint is the first line of defense. Call me, Bucky, at Colorado Masterworks at 970-825-9305 for a free inspection, and if it's necessary, a free estimate. I'd be happy to help you out.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall. Tell 'em our hookah, smoking caterpillar, has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Welcome to the land of Jurassic Park, to the world of Jurassic Park and the island of Dr. Moreau. You should go back and watch that movie, The Island of Dr. Moreau. Gene editing. Controversial, this is out of Newsweek. This is in 2019. Scientists in China have reportedly created human, part monkey, chimera embryos for the first time. The article says that eventually they let them live for a couple of days and they kill them. Myth. Lie. Absolutely no way they're going to let whatever it is they create, just like Dolly the sheep, they will let that experiment run its course. They won't tell you. They're going to tell you, well, you know, we are bound by moral law. They are not. In this world that Christ said would take place in the time in which we live before his coming, moral law, conscience will be abandoned. And they do this type of research in godless countries. You can do it right here in America. This is a godless country. Why go to China now? Why go to Ukraine? Why go to Poland or Hungary or nations in South Africa? Why go to Somalia? Why go to South America? You go to a nation that is godless and you do your experiments in a godless nation like China. Used to be Russia. You can't do that in Russia anymore, because they have returned to the principles of conscience, to the laws of God. The team hopes this technique will bring animals to be used to grow human organs for transplantation, a step closer. The international team of scientists working in China genetically modified the embryos of monkeys by turning off the genes which create organs, and then inserted human cells, stem cells. This way they can become another type of cell in the body, such as a nerve or a muscle cell. If successful, science could create chimeras which contain organs made of human cells. A chimera is an organism which contains two different sets of DNA. Well, you don't have to go to China to do that. People that receive the swab in their sinuses, they were given the DNA of insects. So you can say that these people now are chimeras. They have Homo sapien DNA plus the DNA of different types of insects. They've been able to cross the barrier, a forbidden barrier that God forbids man to do. God forbids it. But you see, when there are no morals, no conscience, no laws, when laws are abandoned, when there is lawlessness, well, what you get are chimeras. However, the would-be chimera is not alive, as researchers stopped the process. Now, that is a myth. That is a lie. They don't stop the process. They don't. They let whatever experiment they are doing, they let it run its course. So anyhow, I'm going to go to a second article. And this one is genetic engineering and human-animal hybrids, and how China is leading a global split in the controversial research. I guarantee you that all of the universities internationally want to be part of any new experimentation between cloning humans, recreating humans, splicing DNA of other animals into human DNA, or DNA of humans into other animals, because the Bible says this will happen. And it's a curse. God said it's a curse, it's a punishment, it's a judgment. I'll give you the verses now. This is in Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 13. And Ezekiel is speaking to the children of Israel, but God is really speaking to the whole world. And in it, it says here, when the land sins against me, when a country, a land, a people, a nation, a culture, when it sins against me, God, by trespassing grievously, in other words, the sin is just out of control, God says, then will I stretch out my hand upon it, and I will break the staff of bread, meaning famine. I will break the bread, the staff of bread, and send famine upon it, and I will cut off man and beast from that nation. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, lived and dwelt in that land, they would deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord. Verse 15, this is the vital verse right here. If I cause noisome beasts to pass through the land. Now the word here, noisome, has a unique meaning. Yes, it can be like lions and tigers and bears and animals of that nature, little creatures. But if mankind creates creatures that God did not create in the Garden of Eden, and the deep, deep meaning means something so evil, and God didn't create the creatures evil. He didn't create them in a way where they were just evil. He created all the creatures good. Yes, they will eat one another. Yes, they'll be violent. But that's just by their nature. That doesn't mean they're evil. But here, it means if I cause noisome or evil creatures that you could say are even mad, if they pass through the land and they spoil and destroy it so that the land be desolate, so that no man may pass through that area or that land because of the beasts, even though these three men live in that land, Noah, Job, and Daniel, as I live, said the Lord, this land will not deliver. These people, these three individuals, these three righteous people, will not deliver neither sons or daughters. Only they themselves will be delivered. But the land is going to be destroyed. This land that is being talked about in our time is the whole earth. Because what they're creating in these laboratories, if it gets out, it will destroy the nations where these creatures escape. You look at just what happens with what they intentionally did with the poison with the COVID supposed virus. Which wasn't. It was man-made poison by snake venom and poisons of other creatures. I believe fully that it wasn't so much a virus as it was a poison. These men are sophisticated. What they're creating is unbelievably, it's unique, but it is sophisticated, so sophisticated, it takes hundreds, thousands, and thousands of people to figure out what these wicked people in these laboratories and these biolabs are creating. It takes the whole world to figure out what these people are doing. But they're creating something. Noisome beasts. Evil beasts that God did not create in the Garden of Eden. Man, without a conscience, without morals, is more evil than creatures. Man becomes the most dangerous creature on the planet. And this is kind of the thought that is in the Bible. Man will become so brilliant and so evil with his technology that Christ said that if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. Not just because of the wars that are coming, not just because of the famines, not just because of the diseases and pestilences and the plagues and the bacteria and the germs, but because there's another ingredient, noisome beasts, creatures that were not created by God in the Garden of Eden. And these creatures, they have to be the size of a nickel. They can be the size of a molecule. What has been created in the vaccinations that have been given to men and women throughout the world that self-replicate in the blood, in the fluids, in the body, when you put in a frequency? And this is not, it's a synthetic creature. It's a creature that has is intellect through radar, basically, through microwave. And once you hit this synthetic, these metals with synthetic skin, you might say, in the body, and they begin to grow. And what do they grow? Chips. So that you become a transmitter or a receiver. You receive transmissions or you transmit whatever they want you to transmit. Noisome pestilences. But here I'm talking in a world that you might understand a little more clearly. Taking human DNA, splicing it into monkeys, or monkey DNA into human DNA. And do you think that whatever they create is going to have sympathy or empathy? No. Just like a cat. You have a cat, lovely little creature, but you startle that cat, and that cat is sitting on your lap. The claws are going to come out, and it's going to do 100, and it's going to go from 0 to 150 in 1 second. And if you have shorts on, you're going to be putting Band-Aids and antibacterials on your skin. That's what they do. Nature is nature. Whatever they're creating is going to have a nature. And it will do whatever that whatever is in, whatever nature is in that creature. There's not going to be any empathy, because God says he's going to allow noisome beasts that are going to be a plague to mankind. And the time to do that. We're going down a rabbit hole.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
My guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Hey 1360 fans, Tika here with Serenity Painting. Did you know that we also offer concrete, framing, drywall, and much more? For a free estimate, call us at 970-978-9565. Mention 1360 and receive 15% off any construction service and or free upgrade to lifetime warranty paint with a 7-year labor warranty included. Call us today at 970-978-9565.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Tell you what, let's see the deeper meaning of what Ezekiel said in chapter 14, verse 13, 14, 15, about this noisome pestilence, this noisome punishment that God is going to send upon the world. You mock God, you'll be mocked. He'll mock you. You use technology, this biotech, technology, bioscience, whatever you want to call it, to create things that were forbidden. God forbade that man create new creatures. He created the creatures. They were perfect. He knew what he was doing. He created, and with the diseases, there were natural ways in which man would just naturally be able to heal. Unless there was a lot of sin, much sin involved, then you're going to be punished. But these noisome beasts, the deep meaning is, whatever they're bad and they're evil. It's going to be disagreeable. It's not going to be able, you won't get along with these things. They're going to be malignant, like a cancer. It's going to be very unpleasant. These things are going to, you will be the recipient of pain, because they're going to inflict pain on mankind, misery. They're going to make you unhappy. It's going to affect the land. It's going to affect the water. It's going to affect the air. Maybe these things are going to be minute, small, like a mosquito. You create something like a mosquito that, I don't know, what could you put on there? Talons, big teeth. Let's say you took piranha teeth and put it on some kind of a little insect. Let's say you took a piranha and you put legs on a piranha. And the piranha could live out of water. And this little 6-8 inch little fish has legs and can, you know, adapt itself to land. Mankind has gone too far. And now the judgments of God are going to come upon the world because of these individuals that get paid top dollar to do this kind of research. They're given the best equipment. They're given everything they need to create whatever it is they want to create. You want to splice a human brain into a monkey? The cells of a brain, a human brain into a monkey? Monkeys are intelligent enough. You don't need to give them any incentive to do even more harm. These things are going to make the world sad and unhappy. They're going to be vicious. They're not going to have any ethics. They're going to have a nature. You can't program ethics into these things. Oh, be nice, be gentle. No, they have a nature. Whatever that nature is going to come out. Mankind has gone too far. And it's too late. It's too late. One of the judgments that God said will come upon the world in the time before he comes is through this technology, biotech. There's going to be transhumanism. They're going to try to take a human being and add AI. We're doing it. Artificial intelligence. We're going to be transhuman. We're going to be human plus something else. It doesn't have to be DNA of some other creature. It'll be a human plus some type of technology. Some type of a mechanic. I mean, who knows how far this is going to go. Cloning. Cloning a different species into an individual. When whatever is being cloned into a human being affects the brain, you know, we hear about this talk, zombies. Zombies. Well, I look at it from two views. Yes, there is, from the standpoint of natural biology, you can put something in to a person's brain to affect them, and to affect the brain to get them to think differently. But another thing that the world that basically is a not spiritual world, it's when people like the CIA and the military special programs, when they can take maybe something physical. Well, let me back up a couple of steps. It's when they can put demons in you. They can put demons in you through music. They can put demons into you through mesmerizing you using frequencies, using a certain frequency, and you become hypnotic. You go into a hypnotic state, and your mind opens up, and demons come in. Or they can use drugs. And on these drugs, you kind of let your mind gravitate to being open, and demons come in. Or in the MK Ultra, MK programs, they can actually torture you and get you to open your your soul up, your mind, emotion, and your will, and demons come in. So you can do it chemically, you can do it through pain and torture, or you can do it through music. Many different ways you can put demons in people. You know, you can, from the time children are born, the parents that have demons, they can pass demons into their children, which is now being proven. Like this, one of the top psychiatrists in this country, he wrote, I read his report maybe 2 years ago. He says that every form of psychological problem is related to spiritual issues, meaning demons. Every single psychological problem that people have. And this is over his 30 or 40 years of research. He wrote the paper to the psychiatric community. He said all these psychological conditions, the people that you see on the street, for the most part, I'd say 90% of them, psychological problems, are because of some spiritual force that we call demons. Exorcism and Catholicism throughout the nations, the exorcism of the Catholics and Catholics being done more than ever before.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Hey, Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
We're just going along in life. We're just taking care of the responsibilities that we all have. And here you have individuals creating creatures in labs all over the world with money coming from governments of the world, from foundations, funding all this research. And what they're doing is creating creatures that God didn't create in the Garden of Eden. And these creatures, according to Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 15, and also verse 21, he mentions that Ezekiel mentions noisome beasts twice. They're creating creatures that God didn't create. And these creatures will be violent. They'll be bad. They're evil. They're wicked. They have no ethics. They have a nature. They have no empathy. They do what they do. They're created, and what they're going to do is they're going to injure people. They're going to be your enemy. They are basically just evil. Not morally, but evil, because they're so violent. They're so vicious. They have a bad disposition. You know, you ever wake up in the morning with a bad disposition? You're mad at the world for whatever reasons. These creatures, I don't know if they wake up in the morning, but whenever they're awake, they're going to have a bad disposition. They're going to have a very unhealthy attitude toward anything around them. Why? Because I have a sense that they are going to know that something is wrong with them. See, what God creates in the nature, they are at peace with themselves. These creatures are going to need psychiatric help. Bigly. They're going to need psychiatric help because they're going to have a bad disposition. But you cannot mock God. You cannot mock Him. Mock God will mock mankind. This, we are in the time of God mocking these people that create these things and these societies that allow it. We're too busy taking care of our responsibilities. We don't have time to oversee what the government is doing, or these in the universities in this country. These universities in America, all of these universities that have any kind of chemistry, any type of bio, like up in CSU, they create the beefalo, part cow, steer, and part buffalo. And they get the beefalo. And this thing had a bad disposition. It would break down the wooden fences. It had a bad disposition. Every day, every time, every second that it was awake, it was aggressive. It was mean. It would hurt you. So what did they do? They killed them all. They just shot them. It was a strain. The strain was mad. Well, this is what God is saying about these noisome creatures in Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 15 and verse 21. It is going to be a plague that God is going to allow upon mankind. These things are going to get loose. And even God says that just the creatures that He created He's going to also give them a bad disposition to punish mankind because of mankind's sin. Because man is so sinful and man won't repent. God will use the creatures that He created. They're going to wake up one day and just have a bad disposition, and whoever's around is going to have a bad day. You have a creature with a bad disposition, you're going to have a bad day. But these are judgments, and God says there in Ezekiel chapter 14, there are four judgments. I'm only talking about one. I'm only talking about noisome beasts. I'm not talking about the famine that's coming to the world. I'm not talking about the wars that are coming to the world. I'm not talking and addressing the matter of pestilence. Little tiny things that you can't see. Pests, diseases, plagues, bacteria, these type of things. MRSA. You've heard the term MRSA? My mother-in-law went into the hospital for an operation. She came out with MRSA, a new artery for a blockage, but also they gave her MRSA too. She went in for one thing and came out with two. And this stuff, it took a while for them to get rid of that stuff. Pestilences. And this is because we're in a time where the world now has reached the point where everything is, you might say, in one pot, and all four judgments are in that pot. What mankind has been doing, even in Denver, in the universities, CSU, CU, all of these universities, California, that are involved with science and these new technologies. The universities are government facilities. Oh, they're not there for higher education, for higher learning. No. They are government.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great El Dursky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI24. You will be glad you did.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
So from what I'm going to do is I need to go out and get some type of firearm and start carrying it, because I don't know when one of these little raptors is going to be created and loosed on this country. The Chinese, if they wanted to get back at America, that's all they'd have to do, create about, 500,000 of these little raptors in eggs and send a balloon over the country and get that balloon to gently come down and let these eggs hatch. And you have raptors all over America. Well, you do have raptors already all over America. Some are in the White House, right up at the top, male and female raptors. They're vicious, they're evil, they're mean, they kind of fit the description of noisome beasts, but they're, I don't know, they probably have been genetically modified in some way. At least their brain has been. And truly, like these noisome beasts, they have no conscience. They have no ethics. And so I'm kind of seeing a pattern here. Come to think of it, I didn't think about this at the beginning of the program, but I see a pattern. We have raptors at the highest level of government. And definitely they fit the description of being bad. They're disagreeable. They're malignant. They're unpleasant. They're unhappy. They can definitely put the hurt on people. They're vicious in their disposition. They're wicked ethically. Their deeds and their actions are bad or evil. But the noisome beasts, they're going to be very destructive. Well, we kind of have that similar pattern there at the highest levels of government in this country, and at the state level, same thing, in the city governments. You know, I like a little city, Wellington, up north of Fort Collins, but I realized one day, I hate to tell you this, I hate to be the bearer of bad news for you conservatives here in Well County, but old Wellington, I got a feeling that most of the people on the city council are globalists. I know that's really going to bum you out, but that's what I see. I see UN agendas there in Wellington, Colorado, here in Colorado. I'm going to end with this article. TheConversation.com, genetically engineered and human-animal hybrids. China is now leading the global split in controversial research. More babies proceed using the CRISPR gene editing technology are now planned by the scientists in Russia. Even they're included. Chinese scientist He Zhanqiu announced that he had created the world's first gene-edited human baby. Now, here's what's happening in Japan. Another thing, too, a researcher in Russia is hoping to conduct the world's first human head transplant out of Russia. I'm going to call Vladimir tonight and tell him he better find out who this guy is and tell him don't do it. The first human head transplant. Oh, my gosh. God have mercy on whoever is going to be the recipient of this. Oh, my gosh. Japan has recently lifted its own ban on human hybrid animals. So we better call a halt. And this is basically right in your face. This is finished. This is going to be a man. This is going to be a man. This is going to be a man. This is going to be a man.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.